Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Fast Growing Trees. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is America's largest and most trusted online nursery with thousands of trees and plants and over 2 million happy customers? They have all the plants your yard or home needs, including fruit trees, privacy trees, flowering trees, shrubs, house plants, all grown with care and guaranteed to arrive healthy. Whatever you're looking for, Fast Growing Trees helps you find options that actually work for your climate, space, and lifestyle. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to get your dream yard. Just click, order, and grow and get healthy, thriving plants delivered to your door. Their Alive and Thrive guarantee promises that your plants arrive happy and healthy. No green thumb required, just quality plants you can count on. Plus, get ongoing support from trained plant experts who can help you plan your landscape, choose the right plants, and learn how to care for them every step of the way. We're huge fans of Fast Growing Trees. We've got great plants from Fast Growing Trees all around the office. These are trustworthy plants. These are plants you can, you know, they could watch your laptop. You know, they're plants you could feel confident, you know?
Oh, yeah. Amazing plants.
Spring is also here. That's the best time to plant. So get planting with Fast Growing Trees. Right now, they have a great deal on spring planting essentials, up to half off on select plants. And listeners to our show get 20% off their first purchase when they use code LOVEIT at checkout. That's an additional 20% off. Better plants and better growing at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LOVEIT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LOVEIT. Now's the perfect time to plant. Let's grow together. It's also something we say in a different ad. Use LOVEIT to save today. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Everybody, welcome to Love It or Leave It, live from Hollywood. Nice. I'm John Lovett, an Erewhon 6, but a Gelson's 8. We've got a great show for you tonight. But first, let's get into it. What a week. President Trump traveled to Beijing this week for a 2-day summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Said Secretary of State Marco Rubio, "Before we land, sir, do you want to pull your eyelids apart and do the voice one more time just to get it out of your system?" The president traveled with a crack team, including Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, along with Elon Musk, Tim Cook, the head of BlackRock, Brett Ratner, comedian Bert Kreischer, and conservative host Sean Hannity. Bert Kreischer wasn't on the trip. I'm making that up. Don't worry. You are heartbroken. No, he's not on it. You're good. He can still be a lovable oaf. You're fine. You're safe. Trump's son, Eric, a private citizen with business interests in China, is on the trip along with his wife, Laura. She posted a selfie with the gang and the caption, "Team China." Look at this party. I would rather be in the Donner Party. I would rather be on the Hantavirus cruise right now than on that. I would take my fucking chances on the Hantavirus ship than be in this table for 12 in Beijing. This photo is the last thing a Beijing waiter sees before being sent out on a frantic search for, quote, normal food. Also accompanying Trump was Brett Ratner, the director of Rush Hour, who planned to use the trip to scout China for Rush Hour 4 locations. And this is normal. We all remember when President Obama traveled to Japan with Tom Selleck because he was pressing Jeffrey Katzenberg to fund a sequel to Mr. Baseball. Oh, you don't remember that? Because it's fucking insane. Do you remember Mr. Baseball, the 1992 film where Tom Selleck, a baseball player past his prime, is traded to the Chinoochie Dragons? Do you recall that the tagline for the film was, "He's the biggest thing to hit Japan since Godzilla"? Anyway, I cannot wait for the anti-woke but pro-China Rush Hour 4, where Jackie Chan saves his daughter from a Tibetan separatist working for the CIA, and then she says her pronouns, and Chris Tucker says, "I can't understand the words coming out of your mouth," as the sun sets over the Forbidden City.
It's going to be beautiful. Ratner's other recent credits include the Amazon documentary Melania and an appearance in a photo from the Epstein files. Truly disgusting as a visual. I don't even want to joke about it. And the Epstein photo is pretty bad, too. Ratner is also reportedly scouting locations for the Melania sequel, Melania 2, Lost in Guangzhou. Now, how's she gonna get home? One late addition to Trump's entourage was Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, who reportedly got a call on Tuesday morning to join the trip with less than a day's notice. Trump said it all came together at the last minute, and Jensen put on a brave face, but he's always felt like he wasn't totally included in the friend group. He knows there's a group chat with Elon and Larry Fink, but Jensen talked to his therapist about it, and like he could raise it, but then he's doing the thing where he brings the energy down. So he's just gonna try to go on the trip and have a good time and try to get Trump and Xi to approve NVIDIA chips being sold to China despite the incredible risk it poses to society. In addition to AI and trade, another issue on the agenda is Iran. Here's Sean Hannity and Trump discussing it.
China's support of Iran. How big a discussion was that today?
We discussed it. I mean, when you say support, they're not fighting a war with us or anything.
No.
He said he's not going to give military equipment. That's a big statement. He said that today. That's a big statement. Said that strongly. But at the same time, he said, you know, they buy a lot of their oil there and they'd like to keep doing that.
Continued Trump, but get this. He gave me a fortune cookie, and the message inside said, "You're doing a great job, Mr. President." Isn't that amazing? Like, what are the odds of that? Meanwhile, the New York Times reported on Wednesday that Chinese companies have been plotting to secretly sell arms to Iran. Secret arm sales to Iran? To think Reagan and Noriega are up in heaven having a big laugh about this. Wait, what are you guys doing here, says Jimmy Carter. Yeah. God's a Republican, says Reagan. What about American politics in 2026 would suggest God isn't on our side? Good point, said Ruth Bader Ginsburg from fucking hell. At a state banquet in Beijing, Trump had nothing but nice things to say about the Chinese leader.
We're going to have a fantastic future together. Such respect for China, the job you've done. You're a great leader. I say it to everybody. You're a great leader.
And before you ask, Trump continued, Putin and I have something very special, but we're open. On his way into the hall, Trump was welcomed by children jumping up and down with bouquets of flowers. Wow, Trump said, I haven't seen this many performatively enthusiastic but terrified minors since... We had a long debate about what the Outlander audience that didn't know what this show was could handle. And I want everyone on this team to know that they were right there with me. They knew I was talking. They knew that I was talking about the Mickey Mouse Club. You can see why Trump was so charmed. He never gets this kind of reception at home. American children don't have the cardio stamina. On the flight over, White House Communications Director Stephen Chung tweeted a photo of Marco Rubio posing in a gray Nike sweatsuit with the caption, Secretary Rubio rocking the Nike Tech Venezuela on Air Force One. Do you think they tried one? Like, I think they tried one where his foot was kind of like up like this. But even they knew he couldn't pull that off, you know, that kind of like model lean thing. So they just posted this one. Also, and I'll just say, like, this is not the most important thing, but driving and photography are the only two activities that we're all expected to do all the time without ever improving. Like, look at this fucking composition. Why are the feet cut off? Why are we angled like this? You're in communications. No one cares about this anymore. We're all taking photos all day, every day. Learn to put together a fucking shot. I'm not saying it does have to, everything doesn't have to be centered, right? There can be angles. Make it intentional. Make it deliberate. The sweatsuit is identical to the one worn by former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in this January arrest photo. Exactly. Exactly. So let's look at these side by side. This is a great example of the difference between fashion and style. Sure, they're both in the same tracksuit, but Maduro actually took the time to style it with interesting accessories like a blindfold and handcuffs. It has a loose and relaxed fit. He looks comfortable in it. This is the difference between Maduro wearing a sweatsuit and a sweatsuit wearing Rubio. Speaking of people who can't see straight, William Paul, Senator Rand Paul's adult son, drunkenly confronted a congressman, Mike Lawler, at a DC bar this week while Lawler was in the middle of an interview with a political reporter. Bad luck for William, a political reporter at a bar in Washington. What are the odds? Paul told Lawler that if Congressman Thomas Massie loses his primary next week, it will be because of your people. Lawler replied, "My people?" Paul answered, "Yeah, you Jews." Yes. Lawler then asked, "Do you think I'm Jewish?" "I'm not." To which Paul responded, "Oh, wow, I'm so sorry for calling you a Jew." The journalist, Reese Gorman from Notice, documented the entire exchange, even though you know he was distracted by a raging scoop boner. I don't understand being so drunk that you think Mike Lawler is Jewish. I do understand being so drunk that you think Mike Lawler is Zohran Mamdani. Paul then went on what Lawler called a 10-minute tirade in which he said he hates Jews and gays, didn't care if they die. He then gave Lawler the middle finger, apologized for being really drunk, and tripped over a bar stool as he left. Brutal, almost managed to get out of there without embarrassing himself. The next day, Paul apologized. He announced he was seeking help for a drinking problem. Alcohol, of course, does not make you an anti-Semite. A high APV doesn't mean Adolf by volume. Like when I drank too much in my early 20s and yelled at my ex-boyfriend on the streets of DC, "You're making the biggest mistake of your life." I actually did that. I actually stood outside a bar and yelled, "You're making the biggest mistake of your life." Now, I believed that in the moment. The six tequila sodas I had just made it an outside thought. I also did shout that I didn't care if all the gays lived or died, but that was the hurt talking. That was the hurt talking. Speaking of painful endings, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will air its final episode next week. Very sad. It's safe to assume Colbert will launch some kind of podcast after that. And then, Stephen, you're in my house, bitch. And it's a genuine thrill to have you. Seth Meyers, John Oliver, and the Jimmys Kimmel and Fallon appeared on Colbert Monday to say goodbye. And in a gesture of late-night solidarity, Kimmel and Fallon will both air reruns on the evening of the 21st. And for those asking, I, too, will refrain from airing a new episode on network television that night. Because I have such admiration for Stephen Colbert and for no other reasons. Stephen actually had John, Tommy, and I on a bunch of times, and it never stopped feeling like we had won a contest or been victims of a prank, a wonderful, wonderful prank. It's a coincidence that Trump came down the escalator actually between Letterman's last show and Colbert's first show, but Letterman's irony and Midwestern stoicism gave way to Colbert's more empathetic and joyful version of a late night show at the exact moment our politics became more vicious and inhumane. We are surrounded by terrible stewards, craven people who have scraped and crawled and battled and sold their souls to win control of institutions they don't give a fuck about. That's true of Trump when he tears down the East Wing or tears down the barrier between the Department of Justice and the White House. It's true of members of Congress who refuse to hold Trump accountable, but it's true of corporate titans too, like the executives who saw networks and studios and newspapers as these prestigious baubles. But when tested, once they owned them, they did not understand or care why these institutions mattered in the first place. These are people who lack the respect or imagination to see a part of our culture as anything other than a political headache or a line on a ledger. Stephen Colbert has been a phenomenal steward, And I just want to thank Stephen for his most valuable and important act of service, putting me on television. And finally, experts are warning against a new kind of looks maxing called ball maxing. This is when men inject saline into their balls until they inflate to the size of grapefruits. First of all, who are these experts? And second, who are they to tell me what to do with my balls? Where do they get the balls? I'd rather be dead with giant balls than alive with the two Kalamata olives God gave me. But all jokes aside, men's obsession with their bodies is getting out of control. It is breaking new ground, specifically the sidewalk when those bad boys hit the pavement on my way to work. All right, we've got a great show for you tonight. And if he's still here, we'll be right back with Sam Heughan.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is a lot sometimes, regardless of what's keeping you up at night or leaving you overwhelmed. It's easy to feel like you have to figure it all out on your own, but you don't have to face these challenges alone. Having someone to listen, to understand, and to support you can make all the difference. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recs. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. You don't have to traverse life's challenges alone. Find the personal support you're looking for in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/loveit. That's better, HELP.com/loveit. Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Sundays. When it comes to dog food, it seems like you have to make a choice. You can either have fresh and healthy, or you can have easy to store and serve. Never both, but you don't have to choose anymore thanks to Sundays. Sundays was founded by veterinarian and mom, Dr. Tori Waxman, who got tired of seeing so-called premium dog foods full of filler and synthetics. So she designed Sundays, air-dried real food made in a human-grade kitchen using the same ingredients and care you'd use to cook for yourself and your family. Every bite of Sundays is clean and made from real meat, fruit, and veggies with no kibble. That means no weird ingredients you can't pronounce and no fillers. Compared to kibble or other brands out there, Sundays invest 50 times more in its ingredients to ensure premium quality. And the best part, you just scoop and serve. No freezer, no thawing or prep, no mess, just nutrient-rich, clean food that fuels their happiest, healthiest days so you can get more of them to share together. You gotta, look, the fresh dog food, the frozen dog, it's all so annoying. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I didn't defrost it. Now I got to figure out how to get this rock solid thing to be a dog food again. Mm-hmm. But with this, you can, and then, or it's like the kibble that feels unhealthy, but this is very healthy, but it's very easy to use. So you can just, you're going to, you know, it'll be easy to kind of continue, you know, it'll be easy to keep the, you know, keep feeding your dog the good stuff. So make the switch to Sundays. Go right now to sundaysfordogs.com/loveit50 and get 50% off your first order. Or you can use code loveit50 at checkout. That's 50% off your first order at sundaysfordogs.com/loveit50. sundaysfordogs.com/loveit50 or use code loveit50 at checkout. And we're back. Sam Heughan will be gracing our stage in just a moment. But first, Crooked Con is back November 5th through 7th in Washington, D.C. Crooked Con comes just days after the midterms, and we will have a lot to learn and a lot to do to get ready for the next 2 years. Will we be celebrating triumphantly? Will we be in the blame game to end all blame games? I'm excited to find out. Pre-sale tickets for all-day Crooked Con, plus our live Pod Save America, Love It or Leave It, and Strict Scrutiny kickoff shows are available right now. Somebody gasped. The presale is open to Friends of the Pod only. If you are not a paid subscriber and want access to the presale plus a discount on tickets, become one now. You'll get even more exclusive Pod Save America content like our exclusive podcast, Only Friends, open tabs, our newsletter, Dan Pfeiffer's Polar Coaster, and ad-free breaking news updates. Plus, you're supporting independent media you can trust. Get all the info you need at crookedcon.com. We cannot wait to see you there. Also, Los Angeles, get tickets at crooked.com/events to come see our new space for Love It or Leave It and upcoming guests, including the hilarious stand-ups Tig Notaro, Todd Glass, Aparna Nancharla, and many more. All right. Please welcome to the stage from the incredible Starz historical romance Outlander, and then, because of that, from your dreams, it's the incredible Sam Heughan. Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Hello.
Is it humbling
to have people wait out online to see you starting in the middle of the night?
Oh, look, I think...
Or do you know in your heart you deserve it?
Yes. If you don't, you're not worthy. No, it's been incredible. You know, our show, Outlander, has been supported by our fans for the last 12 years. Longer, really, because the books have been out much longer. And our fans from the day one have been so supportive. And just to see them here today, but also wherever we go, whatever we're doing, whether we're promoting the show or other projects as well, it's been incredible. So we thank them for their support. We're really, really grateful.
They love you. Now... your name, Sam, mm-hmm. after Samwise Gamgee.
Oh.
Is that right?
Well...
Am I falling for misinformation?
No, I mean, don't believe everything you read on the internet, but actually, it is true. My mom sometimes will deny it, and sometimes will agree that that's true. My brother was named after an elf from Lord of the Rings. Círdan is his name. She calls me Samwise. My name on my birth certificate is Sam. But yeah, my parents were hippies. There was a lot of weed smoked back in those days, I think.
So you're being a little bit evasive, but that's okay.
It's my mom's fault.
Like, she's not clear about it.
Look, if it's Christmas Day and she's had a few glasses of whiskey, she'll absolutely admit to it. But
wow.
I think, she'll be calling me later like, why did you say it's Samwise? It's not, it's Sam.
Spoil the final episode of Outlander.
Okay. The final episode, which is airing tomorrow. We are, well, tonight. Yes, at midnight. Okay. Is it 9 here? Look, I'm still on UK time or wherever else I'm from.
That's why we're all here.
I got to tell you something. Put this group of ladies in charge of the Pentagon. I feel like...
yeah.
Have a... a little bit of a better go of it. Yeah. They're on the logistics.
They are. They are. To 9 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
I can't tell you the end. I'm sorry. I can't. It's been very emotional. Today has been actually surprisingly emotional. We've been doing a lot of press talking about it. And I was just in the Star's office and we said goodbye to... everyone that's worked behind the scenes there, and I wanted to thank them, but also cast and crew. But yeah, I was teary-eyed today because it's weird. It's weird after 12 years to be saying goodbye to people that you've worked with.
Isn't like big transitions like that? There's this weird kind of quiet, kind of feeling to it. You know, it's like a different kind of sadness. You know, you're not like overcome with emotion. There's like you kind of can hear the kind of static of life a little bit more while things are ending. You know, do you know what I'm talking about when I say that? You know what I mean? When you hear the static, where it's so quiet, like it's super quiet, like negative quiet because something's ending.
Maybe you have watched the final episode. I don't know.
Ooh.
Because there is a bit of hocus pocus in there. But I think it is sadness, but it's, you know, thankfulness and gratitude. You know, it's been a real moment. I have to look back to when I first came to LA and, you know, I've been coming here for years. A jobbing actor, and I went everywhere by bus. I couldn't drive. I went to my auditions, you know, sitting on the back of the bus with piles of scripts. And I never in my wildest dreams I imagined or had a fantasy about being in a show like this. But to actually, for it to come to fruition has been really incredible.
Did you ever get a driver's license?
Oh, I now can drive, apparently.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I drive a motorbike here, which is the way to go. There's never traffic on a motorbike.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, you will. You will have all my organs.
I'm fine as long as you check that box.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
Thanks.
How many people here are angry to learn that he's riding around on a motorcycle?
No.
Wow.
Oh, one.
God.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You support riding a motorcycle?
They all want some organs.
Because he looks hot?
Wow. Ride fast, die young, right? Okay.
So you recently recorded,
yes,
as a you voiced a Scottish groundkeeper in a romance called mm-hmm. 3 Days in Galloway for the Quinn Audio Erotic app. Have you ever masturbated to an audiobook?
Only my own. Yeah.
Oh,
have you?
No. I sincerely.
Well, you will.
I will. I haven't had the pleasure. I've never thought to try. I would admit if I had. I don't think there's any shame in it. I'm just sort of an interesting. This is not how I use Audible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is a podcast, isn't it? So it
for
could happen
sure.
to this. I wonder if anyone ever masturbated to Love It. I don't know. It's always a first, right?
Yeah, the question is there anyone out there who loves the sound of my own voice more than I do? What kind of erotic character do you think I could voice?
Ah, now we're talking. Well, if I'm the groundskeeper, then I don't know. You're like the gardener. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Or the.
Yeah, I can pick them. That's good. It's like, boy, it's hot out here. One of us should probably take our clothes off.
Yeah. It's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah. All right, Sam. You are a handsome man who plays an even more handsome one on TV. Obviously, you've read thirst tweets about yourself before, but tonight, we want to put a spin on an old classic in a segment we're calling Two Sex Symbols Hear From Their Biggest Fans. Here's how it works. I'm going to read comments we found about you online.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to read comments we found about me online.
Okay.
Just to note, these comments genuinely represent, on average, the comments we are both getting. Our first comment is from Reddit. Is it normal for me to dream about one person that I will never meet? Apart from his good looks, he seems like a sweet person. Love his smile.
Oh, that's lovely. On what, Reddit? Does
on
anyone
Reddit.
Use that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Comment about Love It over on Twitter. That used to be a fun place. Someone had to say this. John Lovett, honestly, crazy how talentless you are. Keep shooting for the stars, little buddy. Harsh,
rooting
but fair.
For me, rooting for me. This one's from Instagram about your Quinn story. I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Sam Heughan. My ovaries are clapping so loudly.
Nice.
Clap, clap, clap emoji.
Wow, what does that actually sound like? Yeah. Someone said this about Love It on Reddit. The whole reason I like Love It is the easy to push around energy he puts out. Oh, now
that
I feel
was
say
a compliment.
Sorry for you. Yeah.
Here's a nice sentiment from Twitter. Sam Heughan could read me a Japanese toilet brochure and I'd still get wet wink.
A Japanese toilet
brochure.
Brochure, yeah.
Which would presumably just be the same as a brochure in any language, but just in Japanese.
Yeah, or is it no, a Japanese toilet? Because they...
Oh, it could be a Japanese toilet brochure.
Yeah, because they wash you. I love them.
Oh, fantastic. Life-changing.
Yeah.
We could talk about it. I could talk about it all day.
Yeah, me too.
I've given them as gifts.
I've got several. Not from you, but I have
right.
Some.
I think it's a little bit of an
as
intimate...
Gifts? That's a wonderful
No, present. Not the full toilet. Like the one you put on the replacement lid for someone with already a toilet. It's a very intimate gift to someone because it's like, here, this is a present for you to use... You know, when you're in repose, but it's life changing. I find, you know, people think it doesn't just make a good day a little bit better.
Yeah.
It turns a terrible day into a fine day.
A very clean day. Yeah. I mean, when I was in Japan, I spent hours on one.
For
it
sure.
Would like, it would like massage you. You could like watch TV. It like blows a little air.
My favorite part is how it washes my asshole.
Oh yeah. Well, it does that too.
Cheers. Little applause from pockets of true believers.
So I have another one here.
Yeah.
Watching this on YouTube. Love It is my favorite of the PSA guys, but dude needs to really back off on the Botox. It's hard, he carries on, to be a comedian if half your face doesn't move.
That is...
Which half? Left or right?
That is so unfair. Look at how angry I can look. It's got like I got a tiny bit of Botox one time, and these fucking assholes come out of the woodwork.
But wait, I see wrinkles there. So.
Yeah, there are wrinkles there. Heughan, unbelievable. Yeah, there are wrinkles there. All right, here's another one. This is from YouTube. One of the most handsome men in the world. I read all the Outlander books before watching the show, and I have to say that Sam is, for the first time ever in my life, the perfect fit for a character in a book I've read. It's like they pulled him out of my imagination and cast him. I drooled through the whole show, not lying.
This is unfair. He's part Pokemon. And there's no... And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm low-key excited to see his next form, though. This comment is on Reddit's post titled, Does John Lovett Have Tourette's? Wow.
Wouldn't mind if I did. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. Finally.
Lovett is just a fat head wanting the life. Do people really hate you? What's going on?
A small sub. People do. That one I now will remember forever. Lovett is just a fat head wanting the life. That is like a poem. That's beautiful. Fuck. This one's from YouTube. Sam Heughan for the new James Bond. Now,
this one, my last one here says, Re-Survivor. So they got the least fuckable person of an already largely unfuckable podcast group.
Whoa. Wow. Tommy John and Dan caught some strays on that one.
You were voted off first. Is that
right? I was voted off first.
Sorry to bring that up.
No, no, it's fine. I'm fine about it.
Yeah. Would you go back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go back because I don't feel as though I screwed up the experience. I feel like I didn't get the experience because I only missed the three dinners.
Oh, that's,
you know, you can't only miss three dinners. Yeah. They brought out the scale to weigh me at the end. It was like, I didn't lose that much weight.
So you just went there to lose.
Yeah, it was just sort of a kind of a stupid detox.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a long way to go for that, but I hear you. Let's vote you back on. Either that or maybe you could be like, I don't know, the next mayor of, what is it you guys are having soon? The mayor of California?
Yeah, mayor of Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yeah, right.
No, that would be such a fun job for me, for sure.
Until they vote you off. Right.
I feel like I'd have the same electoral problems as I did in tribal council. All right. Sam, thank you so much. It's been so fun. The final season of Outlander is now available only on Stars. When we come back, Caitlin Riley.
Oh, come on.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by AG1. What's keeping you busy right now? Oh man, so many things. And you know, your health can take a backseat, but not when you have something like AG1 there, because every day you can start by making sure you're getting all the good stuff. And then when you go off and you go to get a McMuffin on your way to the office, or a McChicken on your way home from the office, or maybe sneak out in the middle of the day to get a McChicken or something, you know,
incredible.
Like if that's like something that you do, you can know that you had something healthy in the morning. AG1. Takes the effort off the table. One scoop, 8 ounces of water every morning, and that's it. It's a daily health drink with a multivitamin, pre and probiotic, superfoods, antioxidants. One scoop, 8 ounces of water. The next gen formula delivers 75 plus ingredients backed by 4 clinical trials, clinically shown to support gut health, fill common nutrient gaps, and improve key nutrient levels within 3 months. Late nights, long weekends, spontaneous plants, life happens. AG1 helps keep you consistent, high quality nutritional support every single day, no matter where you start your morning. I love AG1. It's great.
I use it all the time. It's great in smoothies.
Great in smoothies. They have over 50,000 verified 5-star reviews, and it comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit drinkag1.com/loveit to get a free AG1 flavor sampler and a bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 in your AG1 welcome kit. When you first subscribe, that's a $72 value. That's drinkag1.com/loveit. drinkag1.com/loveit. Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Quince. I want to just tell you something, all right? There's about a bunch of copy here about intentional pieces of clothing. Quince makes great clothes. They're easy, comfortable. You can still look put together. They have go-tos that you can upgrade your wardrobe. It's a great website to go to check if you're going to buy a sweater, you're going to buy a polo shirt, you're going to buy stuff for your bed, you're going to buy stuff for your kitchen. Just go to Quince and check it against what you were thinking about, or just see what Quince has, because they often have really good stuff at a better price. Quince has all the wardrobe staples for spring. Think 100% European linen shorts and shirts from $34, lightweight, breathable and comfortable, but still look put together. Clean, 100% Pima cotton tees with a softness. You have to feel it to believe it. Their pants are also a hit. Their pants are also relaxing, comfortable, but also polished enough to wear pretty much anywhere. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than what you'd find at similar brands. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middleman, so you're getting premium materials without all the markup. We love Quince. I have a bunch of stuff from Quince. I got a rug from Quince. I got a sweater polo from Quince that I really like. They have a bunch of great stuff. Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/loveit for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/loveit for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/loveit. And we're back. Please welcome to the stage, you know her, you love her. I'm afraid she's going to do an impression of me after she leaves. It's the hilarious Caitlin Riley. Hi, good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to the couch.
Hello.
Hi, Caitlin. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, John. It's John, right?
Yeah, it's John.
Okay.
You got it.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You are on season 2 of Hacks.
Yeah.
And now you're back in season 5.
Yeah, can you believe it?
What happened in the interregnum? How'd you get back on?
I bullied the creators of the show after I was in season 2 to have me back, and they listened. So, yeah.
That's cool.
And thank you guys. Thank you so much.
And you were saying you wrote a note and then wrapped it on a brick and then threw it through
their
window.
Yeah, I showed up to their house. They kept ringing the doorbell, and then I'd hide behind a bush. And
right.
Yeah.
People, you know what? People don't know what it takes anymore.
No, they don't know what it takes.
That's the best way, isn't it?
To make it in Hollywood.
People. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. But no, I would see Paul Downs and Luci Aniello or Jen Staski as well, or the creators of the show. And so whenever I would see them at an event, I'd be like, listen, you guys should really like have me back, right? And they would politely be like, oh yeah, okay. And then beeline to the other end of the party, but they listened. They brought me back, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, lucky me.
It's important to really bully people.
Yeah.
To get what you want.
I think so.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
It's a good lesson. Now, you are known to a lot of people as someone who makes incredibly funny videos on TikTok.
John, stop.
You do these amazing impressions.
Stop.
You have a rock solid Australian accent.
Thank
Sam and
you.
I just shared.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's so easy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it really hard, Australian.
No, it's really easy for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
No, I'm curious about it. What accents do you struggle with? Because
all of them?
Really?
Even my own, I think.
Well, so because a lot of Australians find it easy to do an American accent, and then there are kind of British actors that I find they can do an American accent, but then they are playing the character of the American accent, where really the best they can do is make their mouth in the shape of an American, and then it just is pretty. That's it. Like it's like we have to do surgery on them.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm afraid the barbecue isn't going to be ready in time.
Where is my mother?
Yeah, that's what they can do.
They just start to sound like Siri a little bit.
That's so funny.
Do it right now.
Oh God. What actually is even better is Americans doing British or even Scottish. Scottish is really hard. Because it's hard, right?
Yeah.
And we use all the sounds in the mouth. And I think that's really fun to hear Americans. Because it can go anywhere. It normally ends up sounding sort of, I don't know, Indian or something, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
I mean, all my accents kind of end up sounding Indian. Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Racist.
Hey, at least there's one country that like really likes my accents. So.
Yeah, there's one country that likes your accents. Yeah.
Can you do your American accent right now? Can you say, we have to go to the store now?
If you do it in Scottish.
Okay, you go first?
You go first.
No, you go first.
Do it at the same time.
I asked.
Let's do it at the same time.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Okay. Okay, I'll go first. Okay. I'll do my Scottish. Okay. We have to go to the store. Thank you.
Yeah. It was like kind of Northern English, like kind of a little bit London, but it
I wasn't asking for notes, but you did.
No, but I...
You just do yours.
What I'm trying to say is you're moving...
Don't deflect.
You're moving your way further north.
You're on your way.
You're getting close to Scotland.
Okay.
And what am I saying?
And so we have to go to the store now.
We have to go to the store now.
Okay.
Ooh, I felt like an American was
okay.
Here.
Yeah, it's like British meets, I don't know, Mid-Atlantic maybe?
Mid-Atlantic.
Mm. Yeah, like news from the front. We have to go to the store.
Yeah.
Right?
Actually, that was good. British, yeah.
Mm. Was that good? British?
British.
That was Mid-Atlantic. You're wrong. That was Mid-Atlantic.
News from the front. We've got the Kaiser on the run.
It's however Catherine Hepburn talks.
Yeah,
Catherine Hepburn
yeah that's
talks.
The
yeah.
Mid-Atlantic. Yeah,
it's like this radio.
Yeah, like
the radio. The radio would talk like
it's
that.
It's like, let's turn on the radio, find out what's going on with our boys over there.
Yes. Yeah. Don't clap for him.
Bullying, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it works.
I'm the only woman here,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now, you've watched Sam at work in Outlander. Let's admit it. You're a fan.
I
wouldn't say a fan. I have witnessed his work, yes.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Caitlin read the literal book, The Game, before coming out here. And like, and that, you're peacocking with the dress. You're being nagged, right? It's like, and then you're like going to leave me like, did he look back when I left? Or you have to just...
Is he looking at me right now?
No.
It's pretty cool.
Crazy.
It's cool to watch it work.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I know that you're. I've seen you like around. So.
It's the eye contact I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, your eyes are like kind of amazing. They're like bluey green.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Yeah. That's so crazy. Yeah. It's just like it's hereditary.
So yeah.
My mom's eyes were blue, like
yours.
I'm from here, actually.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
No, from here.
Like,
where are you from?
North England? Like,
no, like here in LA.
Oh, right.
You're so silly, you don't listen.
Okay. Back to me.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Scotland?
No.
Never been.
We're going to go for Thanksgiving.
We are.
Yeah.
The whole family are there.
The whole family's going
to
go.
Let's just play that. You're going to Scotland for what holiday?
Thanksgiving. American Thanksgiving.
But you did go to Ireland.
I did go to Ireland, yes, which is the closest thing to Scotland for me, right?
It's close.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's the same.
We have a lot of...
It's pretty close. It's pretty similar.
Guys,
stop. Yes, I did go to Ireland, and I spent 4 days in a van with these... They're just like... they're my in-laws, but they're just like people. Like, it's not like a big
Wait,
deal.
You're in-laws?
No, it's not. I'm married, but it's not. Like, it's like... It's fine.
Is this going to be a...
It's okay. I am married. It's okay. It's not a big deal. But I did go with my... My husband's going to see this and be like, I'm leaving you. I went to Ireland. I spent 4 days in a van. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law is, well, my husband's
like voluntarily
from Texas.
Or?
Well, so my in-laws are from Texas, but they're like just good down home people. And my mother-in-law is like, I want to do the tours, you know, go to the Cliffs of Moher. So, She put us in a tourist van, and so I met them there because I was actually I had to go to the premiere for Hacks because I'm a working actress, and so I met my in-laws in Ireland and was in a van for 4 days, and by the fourth day I was like, get me the fuck out of here, and so I did not go to the Cliffs of Moher. Which my mother-in-law is still very upset about. But
are they still there, like, looking
the
for
cliffs?
You? No, your in-laws.
No. No, they're not. No, they're, like, in their entire... I never talked to them. So it's like, I don't even know who they are.
So
I live alone.
Nearby, I think you said.
Very close.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. If you want to see...
So our producer, Kendra, she told me about this Scottish soda called Iron Brew.
Yeah.
And I wanted us to try it before we play our next game. Sam, you're a huge fan of Iron Brew. Is that right? Caitlin?
The national drink after whiskey. It is the most popular drink in Scotland. Everywhere else, it's Coca-Cola, but this is the most popular drink in Scotland. And
this is the most popular drink in Scotland.
And it is... No one knows really what it's made of.
Oh,
it is basically sugar, yes. And when they tried to change the recipe to less sugar, there was a public outcry because the Scottish people want their sugar.
Wow,
sugar.
We want sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah. I can't.
Sugar.
Sugar.
They roll your tongue. Go on. Yeah, that's good.
I'm trying.
Wow.
So
I'm gonna be a high maintenance girly girl for a second, girly pop. I can't drink this because it has caffeine.
No, it doesn't. It does.
It does.
It actually says it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
So it's like a cup of coffee.
I will tell you, I've just tasted it.
Just explain it to me.
Yeah. You remember what if somebody carbonated the bubble gum in the middle of a Tootsie Pop? Well, no, wait. Blow Pop. Blow
the
Pop.
The Tootsie Roll? No, Tootsie.
No, Blow Pop. Blow Pops had the gum.
That's really good. Yeah.
This is an insane thing for people to be drinking.
It's normally a hangover cure. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes, interesting is the word. But we call it juice in Scotland as well.
And you guys have heard of like Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but we don't drink that. It's brew.
I don't drink Coca-Cola either.
No, yeah. I drink just whiskey.
I'm not. Yeah. Sassenach.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I drink it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea that you were involved though, but...
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's more of Love It or Leave It coming up.
Love It or Leave It is brought to you by Willy's Remedy. I love it. I really do. I'm a huge fan of Willy's Remedy. How does it make me feel? It makes me feel good. Yesterday, I had did a Love It or Leave It taping. Then I had to meet with a wedding planner at night. And it was like, and I was like, you know what? My brain won't turn off. But you know what?
I'm going to call my friend Willie Nelson and he's going to hit me in the head with a goddamn fun hammer. You know what I mean? It's a premium THC-infused social tonic crafted by the legendary Willie Nelson. God, he's in there with the beakers and the Bunsen burners, a couple of fucking goggles on. He's got that chemical shower just in case something goes wrong. That's what Willie Nelson is doing. He's goddamn scientist. And you know what? Maybe not. He's a miracle worker. It's low-calorie, low-sugar alternative to alcohol that actually works. It's fast-acting, euphoric, social buzz without the regrets that come with alcohol. It comes in 5 milligrams and 10 milligram doses. I use the 5 milligram. I'm lightweight. It's a best-in-class flavor experience. It's smooth and balanced. You barely realize you're drinking a THC product at all. You can enjoy the tonics as a shot, sipped over ice, or mixed into your favorite mocktail. Willie's unique blend of THC, CBD, CBG, and L-theanine delivers a feeling of calm, clarity, and euphoria and relaxation. One shot of Willie's helps you relax, unwind, and de-stress. It's perfect for taking the edge off at the end of a long day or socializing with friends. Willie's offers the kind of feeling that makes good company even better. Willie's sold out 3 times in the first 6 months with over 50,000 plus happy customers, and they just restocked. Willie ships directly to your doorstep in 40 plus states. Sincerely, Willie's is my goat. Like, if I'm ever going to have any kind of like an edible thing, I'm going for the Willie's.
We got the Willie's at the house. I put it in the bar, actually. And it looks, the bottle looks cool.
It's a cool bottle. Order now at drinkwillies.com. Use code Loli for 20% off your first order, plus free shipping on orders of over $95, and enjoy life in the high country. That's drinkwillies.com and use code LOLI.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And we're back.
Outlander is coming to an end, but our love of time travel lives on, which is why it's time for a segment we're calling Time of Your Life.
Ooh.
Love that.
I'm going to give you 2 people, one from the past and one from the present, and you'll tell us which one you'd rather be.
Am I also playing?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Can we choose different ones or...
Yeah. The state.
I know it sounds really complicated and I'm already confused, but
Here's the thing. The stakes here are on the ground.
How do you win?
I decide who wins.
Okay.
Can I get nominated for an Emmy from this?
Is my agent watching? That
right now you can't.
Okay.
But I would say within the next 5 years, as TV goes like this and reaches whatever this is.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. You're going down. You're going down.
Is that because podcasts are going like this?
Mm-hmm. No.
This isn't a podcast.
No. Podcasts are not going up. We are staying where we are.
Well, what are you doing?
And all the other industries are lowering to meet
us. To your level. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what's happening. It's beautiful. Would you rather wake up a 13th century Russian lord or... be an associate director of marketing for Netflix's podcasting department today. Now, as a Russian lord, you have access to all the spices available in Russia, which are salt and dill.
I love dill.
Oh, pickles. You can make pickles, right?
I love pickles too.
I love pickles.
That's so crazy. I had a pickle today, actually.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Was it a big pickle or?
It was pretty big. It was pretty big. I can eat a big pickle if I have to.
Now, if you work at Netflix, you have dental insurance and dentists, flush toilets. You know, you have computers and air conditioning. But the Russian lord gets to be a Russian lord, though if you cut your finger, you die.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What are they a lord of?
A manor.
Like a castle?
Like a feudal manor.
Okay.
They have serfs.
Okay. So I would love to be a Russian lord.
Yeah.
I want to sort of like be the head of a household.
Right.
I'm kind of like an entrepreneur myself.
Sure.
Yeah. Kind of like girl boss. But
look at the outfit. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Mine?
Well, yours too.
No, yours. Yeah. 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 No, that's cool too.
Well, I'm going to need an answer.
Okay.
We'll both be the Lord.
Yeah. Wow. We're both Lords. So similar. Yeah. We'll both be
we're
the Lord.
We're so similar.
Yeah.
Next up. Would you rather be a wealthy merchant on the Silk Road during the Han Dynasty or a moderately successful YouTube makeup influencer? Now, in the past, you can exchange silk and spices and dyes for horses, wine, honey, and gold along the 4,000 miles of Asian trade routes, creating the foundations of modern commerce.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's a lot of
right.
work.
As a modern YouTube influencer, you can kind of get a lot of free stuff in the mail.
That's not so much work.
Not as much travel, and you have vaccines.
I would have to say I would like to be a YouTube beauty influencer. I feel like that's a really good, cushy life. You get canceled, you bounce back, you know?
Yeah. No, and I don't think it's soulless or anything.
No, it's not soulless
no,
at all.
Not at all.
I mean, they're doing a service. They're teaching people how to do makeup right.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Do you do your own makeup?
Yeah, I do. I do. Do my own. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
Would you rather be a mathematician in the Islamic Golden Age or Travis Kelce?
They look really similar.
They do look really similar.
Yeah. They do look similar. They do look similar.
I think I want to be Kelce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you would miss the chance to synthesize Greek and Hindu scholarship in order to unlock...
But you get to be
language.
With Taylor Swift if you're Kelce, right?
Right, that's true.
Sorry. No, she's great. She's great.
Oh, no, I'm not a Swiftie.
No, I'm not either.
Yeah. I have him wrapped around my fucking finger. I swear to God. Did you see that?
Do you see what's happening here?
Do you see what's going on? He's wrapped around
it's crazy.
My fucking
it's
finger.
Crazy. He's when obsessed. Did the Golden Retriever get here? You
literally,
know what I'm saying?
Literally,
you know
he's obsessed with me.
You know what
he's
I'm
obsessed
saying?
With me. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Kelce. I'll be Kelce.
Great. What was the first one?
It was a mathematician in the Islamic Golden Age.
Okay, watch this. I would be the mathematician.
Why would you be the mathematician?
Just because I think it's different.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm gonna stick with Taylor Swift.
Great.
This is not gonna work.
You should.
It's not gonna work.
I'm playing hard to get.
Oh, sorry. Okay, red. Yeah, mathematician.
Men give up so easily these days. It's incredible.
You got him.
Yeah.
Would you rather be an 18th century French countess during the Baroque era or a phlebotomist living in Baltimore right now? So now, on the one hand, you get pastries.
Yeah.
You did have to marry your cousin, and at some point in the next decade, you will have to run from your home to escape the reign of terror, but you make it. And end up living a small life in a village outside of Aix-en-Provence.
Okay, so that sounds like heaven to me, and I did have a crush on my cousin when I was six.
Aix-en-Provence, they do really good wine as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Great.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Great.
Yeah, but
we're making the decisions together.
Yeah, this is a unified effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Would you rather be an Italian Renaissance painter or Mr. Beast?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh. You know, Mr. Beast was involved in this new season of Survivor.
I am aware of
that.
Oh,
you didn't catch it?
He wouldn't know. He got canceled.
Well, because I sort of struggle with Survivor because I got voted off. And so it's like, I still really like it. But like, you know, like if you were like, if you had like been really wanted to be Hamilton and Hamilton.
Wait, like you for real can't watch Survivor
right now? No, I can't. It's not I can't. It's that like if you had always wanted to be a Broadway star and then you got the chance to be Mr. Mephistopheles. And then you went out there and you shat your pants on the first day. You would still love the theater, but you might not go see Cats for a while.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. Everything's really good.
Okay. I was really upset when you got voted off.
No, I know.
Were you really upset? Or were you like, that was fun?
It was, I would say that you do a lot of, so what was interesting about getting voted off first on Survivor is you then get to see all the other people who are voted off pretty quickly. And you watch people have like 24 hours where they're completely raw and then slowly build up the like architecture of the story they're going to tell themselves right. in the world. And so I felt myself do that. And I would say the truth lies somewhere between I always knew this was a chance and I am still glad I did it because it was a genuinely interesting and fun experience.
And there's if you catch every plane, you've left for the airport too early, and you take a risk, and the worst thing can happen. And oh my God, I cannot believe these fuckers voted me out first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's because you were a threat.
For sure, that's what you tell yourself.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
And I appreciate that.
Was Mr.
I'm a big
Beast?
Survivor fan. I had to ask. Oh, I would be Mr. Beast.
No, the other one.
That's fine. That's okay.
We broke up,
little
remember?
Cat and mouse. No breakup. Just cat and mouse.
That's, by the way, there are so many things you're learning tonight. You're so blessed to be here. Bully your way to the top. And if someone breaks up with you, say, no breakup. Cat and mouse. No breakup. Cat
no
and
breakup.
Mouse. No breakup. No breakup.
No.
Great advice. Great advice. We'll be right back. And we're back. And now for our favorite end of the show segment, where I take a loving stroll through everything I said or did and decide whether or not I should have profound regrets about it in a segment we call Second Thoughts.
Okay.
Here's how it works. The producers have gathered a list of reasons I might have regret during this episode.
Okay.
And then we will run those by you. I also welcome any second thoughts either of you have.
It's quite a long list.
It is long. I don't... my first regret is I'm sorry that I tricked you about Bert Kreischer. That wasn't necessary. You had such a hard, it was really sad to see what your face did, and I regret it. More of you know about the 1992 Tom Selleck film, Mr. Baseball, than I expected. That's interesting. That's surprising. I apologize for saying scoop boner.
That's really gross, actually.
What is that?
What is
that? A scoop boner? That's when a reporter realizes they're in the presence of a genuine scoop, and they get the boner.
Okay.
I don't know that it happens. I don't know that if it does, they're not going to say anything.
Like if they were physically aroused?
Right. Like, oh my God, there's a scoop happening.
Right.
It'd be awkward if you were a journalist and you got a lot of scoops, right?
Sure. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think about that all the time. So, yeah.
It's really my scoop really burner point. Or
no, just like one. If anyone would have a,
burners,
that's so. Insane that you said that to me.
I'm sorry. I said that you shouldn't ride a motorcycle.
Oh, really? Why?
Who am I to tell you what to do?
Okay.
You have a motorcycle?
It's a single seat. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have one too, and it's also single seat.
Caitlin, I'm sorry for being a third wheel on this date.
That's okay.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't live with regret. I have no regrets.
Sam, do you have any regrets?
No.
Do you regret coming on this show at all?
No.
I do.
No. Yes. with Caitlin? Never.
Everybody, check out Caitlin on the season of Hacks that's out right
now.
And everybody watch the final season of Outlander and the final episode ever of Outlander with Sam Heughan that's out now. And that's our show. Thank you so much to Sam Heughan and Caitlin Riley. There are 171 days until the midterm elections. We'll be back Wednesday with Ginger Minj, Rachel Bloom, and Adam Shankman. Have a great night and have a great weekend. Love It or Leave It is a Crooked Media production. Our show is produced by Kendra James, Bill McGrath, Kelsey Gante, and me, John Lovett. Our production team includes Hallie Kiefer, Sarah Lazarus, David Tolles, Claudia Shang, Jay Banks, Gavin Purcell, and Matt DeGroat. And our staff is proudly unionized with the Writers Guild of America East.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.